demand, which is obnoxious, and they should be ignored when they demand. They want the wipe house. Hey, that's perfect. Isn't Joe the one that says, my butt's been wet? That's it. I'll play the Bidenese thing. They want to have the White House not use chicken eggs for the annual Easter egg roll. They want them to substitute potatoes.
Oh, please.
Really, they want to ruin everything. Let's have a big potato roll on the White House lawn. Sounds exciting to me. All right, at 4 o'clock here, let me talk about Jack Ingram, a place where I have made 8 purchases in the time they've been part of what we do here on News Talk 93.1 FM, and I recommend them without hesitation. By the way, I get the same deal everybody else does. I make payments through loans that they have set up for me at Jack Ingram. They have 25 lending partners, and my credit's been pretty decent. I rebuilt it over the years. But rebuilding credit through paying off a car loan in a timely fashion is one way to, you know, boost your score up so you get a better rate the next time you purchase a vehicle. So with 25 partners, all you need to do with the new vetting process they have at Jack Ingram Select Used Cars, big selection with factory protection, all you have to worry about is whether or not the car, the vehicle, and the price is right for you, and let them take care of the rest. No vehicle makes it to the floor at Jack Ingram Select without passing an 84-point inspection on the engine that requires it to meet factory standards. Nothing less will be accepted. The Carfax Vehicle History Report has to be cleaned, and then it gets factory-certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select Program, and that includes Ford, Chevys, Jeeps, domestics, imports. Taking the guesswork out of it. You don't have to worry because each pre-owned vehicle is inspected, reconditioned, and comes with roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and a limited warranty so you can drive with confidence. And by the way, rental car reimbursement for the duration of that warranty period and the roadside assistance. So again, they don't offer those things unless they're really sure about the product they're putting on the floor, and you can select in a wide array of prices. I wonder if that Corvette's still there. Under 20. 64,000 miles is... It's 25 years old, but it's in great condition. Make that dream come true. It's all at Jack Ingram Select. See John Ingram and the team on the boulevard, plus the 6 great brands they sell brand new. Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Nissan, of course. Jack Ingram on the boulevard. Who's on line one?
Papa John.
Papa John.
Greg.
Yeesh.
You know what? I felt like I'm doing a public service by... What stupid PETA is. As one who's had chickens for a long time now, they don't understand. Eggs are going to come out of hens. I don't care what you do. Roosters right. Does not have to be around. That's got nothing to do with it. Most hens, they're 4 to 6 months old before they start laying. Then they lay pretty consistently for about 2.5 to 3 years, then it starts tapering off. They're just like women who ovulate every month. Well, hens do it every day, or not every day. Most of the time, it's probably 5 times a week. But most of the time, people that buy eggs from the store don't realize those eggs are just without any way to hatch. There's right. No way.
Mm-hmm.
And around our house where we do have roosters, even though the a lot of time the eggs are fertile, they don't hatch because the hens don't get broody all the time. Sometimes they finally, the hormones get to a point where they decide they want to sit on some eggs, so they do, and that's how they're hatched. But that just shows you how stupid PETA is. They're not saving the chick by not having eggs out there.
I would like to see how much money they collect and how that money is distributed, too.
Yeah, to me, that's insane. But anyway, hey, you had your egg information for the day.
I appreciate that. You were a good egg yourself, right, Papa John. All right.
All right. Talk to you later, bud.
Time to check traffic and get a fresh edition of SRN News here at the top of the 4 o'clock
traffic
hour.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville. you're on Highway 231 going or coming from Wetumpka this afternoon, you might see the rodeo wagons coming into town for the rodeo. Might want to watch out for those folks. Give them plenty of room and be safe. Got accidents. Taylor at Vaughn. Use caution there. And a disabled vehicle East Fairview Avenue at Oak Street. We're hoping that one's out of the way. But use caution if you're there. That's right near Carver High School. Light to mostly moderate traffic all over the area this afternoon. Trenum State is now offering classes in logistics and supply chain management. Registration's going on now. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
Are you suffering from something or anything? Your doctor said it could be just in your head, and he could be right. That's why there's placebo. Placebo has been clinically tested more than any drug in history and has been proven to be the universal cure-all. Imaginary side effects may include imaginary weight gain, imaginary hair loss, and imaginary sexual dysfunction. If you should experience sudden imaginary shortness of breath or any imaginary signs of imaginary dizziness, stop taking placebo immediately and contact your doctor, assuming he isn't sick of talking to you because you call him 12 times a day. Women pretending to be pregnant should not take placebo. For whatever you think ails you, there's placebo from Hypochondria Labs.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Prosecutors are saying they're open to delaying the start of Donald Trump's New York hush money criminal trial for not more than 30 days in order to give the former president's lawyers time to review evidence that was only recently turned over. Jury selection scheduled to begin March 25th. Hunter Biden could face trial in Delaware on federal firearms charges as soon as June, in the midst of his father's re-election campaign. The trial would begin June 3rd and could last up to 9 days. A separate trial on tax charges against him in California is now tentatively set to begin later that month. Stocks finished lower. The Dow was down 137 points. The NASDAQ lost 49. The S&P 500 dropped 14 points. This is SRN News.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
I'm Gil Fulbright, and the people who bankroll my political career tell me I'm running for president. So here I am.
Real, hardworking Americans are important to me. is a tagline I will be using throughout this entire campaign.
I may not be qualified to be president, but a dramatic camera angle can make me look like a president. A president with the conviction to nod, the courage to point,
and the experience to cram buzzwords into everything I jobs. Ideas, policies, morals. These are things I don't need. What I need is $2 billion.
Here's the part where I gloss over important issues. Issues like education and making it good. The economy and improving it by repeating the word jobs.
And blah, 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 something to get votes from women and minorities. I have a five-step plan for making America better. Appeal to special interest billionaires and lobbyists behind closed doors. Raise $2 billion. Promise you earnestly that it'll be different this time. Get elected. Break all my promises to you and work tirelessly for the big donors who bought my presidency. Anytime I can pull a favor for special interest, it always gives me a huge donor. And at this point in my political career, anytime I can get a donor to last longer than 4 years, well... Every 4 years, Americans are faced with a critical choice. Clinton or Bush or someone else. Well, I'm Gil Fulbright. And with a big enough donor, I can be that someone else. I'm Honest Gil Fulbright, and I approve of whatever my marketing team has put into this message.
Oh, the Chesapeake Bay. Huh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be a great landfill. Why, you're still here? You must want a political favor. Well, no can do without a donation. Click here to chip in.
Whoops. We threw this deliberately when it was news time. So, my newsman would do the story, but I couldn't hear what he was saying. So we were like shouting over this. It was funny.
Yeah.
To us. I'm just going down the Fox News app here with skepticism. Judge Henson's decision as Trump lawyers argue for dismissal in classified documents case. Bernie Sanders erupts on Fox reporter over question about work week. I can yell as loud as you. He has become the get off my lawn guy.
Yeah.
In the Senate. No doubt about it. Robert Downey Jr. and wife swear by a two-week rule that keeps their marriage strong. In other words, at least once every 2 weeks, the entire family has to be together. It's kind of a good story.
That's good.
Fat-ass Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg pushes for delay in Trump's hush money trial. We'll move past that. State moves to slash health care programs for illegal immigrants as the cost is going out of control. That's what's happening. All these sanctuary cities and states that look down on Texas and Florida or any Arizona where they were overwhelmed by illegal before the Biden invasion. Now they're whining their asses off because the illegals are breaking their city budgets. And who's paying for this? Well, they're cutting services to people who actually live, work, and pay taxes in these cities and states. The question I have is, why are they not carrying burning torches down Main Street to City Hall or to the state capitol and saying we've had enough? In other news, QVC has apologized for an ad that said, "You'll love this bag, long time." The shopping channel QVC had to issue an apology for an email they sent about a handbag that went on sale last week. The headline said, "You'll love this bag, long time." An obvious take on the line, "Me love you, long time," associated with Asian sex workers, popularized in the Stanley Kubrick film, Full Metal Jacket. The email went out, ironically, on International Women's Day.
Oh, boy.
QVC's president sent an apology out on the very same day.
Sorry!
Calling it derogatory language that's offensive, particularly to the Asian community and women. He added, "It doesn't reflect the company's commitment." Here we go again! The three words we hate: diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's that commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion that is killing Boeing aircraft right before our eyes. Hebe said it's making immediate improvements to ensure something like this never happens again. Well, I would do what the Bush company did when, wasn't it a year ago that the whole Dylan Mulvaney thing broke? About a year ago. Eventually, Anna Shiney-Heine, the woman who made all kinds of excuses, you know, when the world went berserk and boycotted Bud Light, and still is, by the way, she comes out with,
blah, 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 blah.
Nobody's listening. And everything they have done to try and reverse that situation has been wrong, because the one thing that they needed to do and do it early was say, you know what, we effed up. Dylan Mulvaney may dress up like a girl, but he's really not a woman. Therefore, we were wrong to celebrate his womanhood, because he's still got, need to put it in a language that's acceptable.
Quang.
We'll take that. This is the, and they think we're wrong because we think that's crazy. Not crazy, they're crazy. And who are the people who browbeat these big companies into making stupid decisions like that? Oh, you do this and the world will love you, and you'll be, they'll be celebrating your diversity and your equity and your inclusionary policies.
Right.
DEI with one chain spells die, and it's killing a lot of businesses. This is Randall.
Good evening. Good
hey,
evening.
Randall, what's up?
Hey, man, I like that. You started out, you had that baby in that fun mode, and then we entered right back into the news. That's all. But I was going to add to, since David then wasn't going to be on, and kind of add to what he was talking about. I've been, what we're talking about the Houthis in Iran, because I know he, you know, he brought that to your attention, and then three people have been killed there, and they cut three data cables right there, Greg. And they done moved in further in the Gulf of Aden. And the reason I'll get to this is Iran has launched three satellites this past month successfully. And one of them, and they launched it on a Sigmor rocket, and one of the satellites is going up there so they can launch more satellites at it to see how accurate they are. So they put it in, and it's in the same orbit area as the Starlink system now. So it's not in no high orbit, like it's like they're getting prepared for something. And I'm just like, when he brought that show talking about how the gas prices went up, and I was in there, I was saying, like, this is going to lead to a war in Iran. And I think, Greg, like, it's, man, it's like they're gearing up for something, and I hope that we were paying attention, because since you was talking about that about our rocket, I just wanted to add that to what David's been talking about the Houthis, man. The Iranians are gearing up for something, man. I it's more than gas price. It just feels bad. And one of the rockets, I mean, I got all the names of them and what they do and the payloads and how much they weigh, but all that ain't gonna really do nobody no good on here. But I just wanted to add to what they had brought up, and since y'all was talking about it, I just wanted to put that in the conversation.
Glad you did. So, and by the way, that whole situation with look at all that's going on all over the world. Look at Haiti. The country's being run by a guy named frickin' Barbecue. They're eating people in Haiti.
And
all of this crap is going on all over the world for one reason. Because we have a demented president that nobody respects. We need somebody in there that will say, this is what's going to happen, and then make it happen when it does, like Donald Trump.
And even if him just saying that meant something, you know what I mean? Like, we need, I don't even know I hope that they still, the country will look at us like that if Donald Trump gets put in there and they let us elect them. Which I think he, you know what I mean, they're going to show us there's a two-sided justice system, and that's what they're about. But I was about the eating people. Great, there's a place in Georgia where the Mayans came to, that we can't even access. Like, it's protected by the federal government, our federal government, our tax dollars, but you can't go over there and see it. You can fly over it with a geo. A lot of people have done different things trying to get in to see. But, you know, the Mayans eat people. You know what I mean? That's what they start not eat. They sacrifice people.
Yeah.
So, you know, man, that's one of their things. And then
that I knew.
And with the Hades, you saying that, that's why I throw that in there, when you saying that eating people, like, that's all that's coming back around, and I don't know. Maybe ain't nobody talking about the Georgia thing for a reason, because it ain't never been something for us to talk about. But I think, you know what I mean, with that coming up, I may start looking into it and trying to go over there and seeing why they won't let us in there. I mean, are they still sacrificing people and they not telling us? I mean, why we can't go over there? It don't make no sense.
If they were, do you think the media would report it?
No, sir. Not at all. And if they did, it would be in a way that make us think that's what we wanted. You know what I mean? Be like, yeah. You know, by the time they get there, it'd be because we think we're protecting ourselves. We're sacrificing the mean ones.
I was going to take, Randall, is one event here. We have all these gangs, MS-13, all these gangs that are walking in across the border, and we'll see the same thing happening here that's happening in Haiti. Trust me on that.
Yeah,
they're here to do something. I don't know what, but they're here to do something. Can't be good.
And then the changing the language of the military, and we just sold out our biggest steel plant. We just got sold to Japan, Greg. Like our steel, our USA, what we stand for, Pittsburgh Steelers, the home of men. I mean, steel, you know what I mean? Like, we just sold it to Japan for merely $15 billion. Like, what in the... I mean, that was our biggest... Now, we don't even have control of our own building. Like, our steel prices, now we don't even... We don't have no... We probably didn't have control over it anyway, but we showed enough on now. Like, Japan owns our American steel company now. And, like, that's... I don't know where this ends and where the... And you can't tell what's fake and what's true no more. All this AI got us thinking, you know what I mean?
Right.
People can fake this and fake that.
Yeah.
This ain't true. And they going... I don't know. I'm so glad we got somebody like you that's been from one side of the map to the other. And, like, you'll be here in the dark, because it's supposed to get dark. And I'm glad your flashlight battery, you got acid from a lot of different places, brother. So you can shine. You know what I mean? You can reach out and cross paths with different breeds of folks. And
I'm
glad to have you here, brother.
Glad to be here.
Yes, sir.
You take care.
Yes, sir. You too.
Makes you long for the days when... I mean, he's absolutely right about fake with AI and everything else. Wasn't that long ago that the only thing you had to worry about being fake were her boobs? That was a simpler, innocent time. And I'm not going to look at Rosie after saying that, because I know I'm going to get the eye. I just took a glance. It's there. I may self-immolate before 4:30, which is getting here faster than I realized. I want to thank Mike Vincent, owner of Adams Drugs, who came and joined us yesterday afternoon to talk about the Fair Meds Act. It's important that you understand the Alabama Business Council is putting out propaganda that this Fair Meds Act is going to put a $10.64 tax on every prescription. It is not. All this bill is trying to accomplish is that the pharmacies, and we're seeing, look at how many we've seen close up, is for them to make a reasonable amount of money per prescription so that they can stay in business. They're getting killed. And this is what happens when the government starts meddling in things. We need this bill to pass. And it's House Bill 238. And all it's trying to do is make sure that, as Mr. Fung, who is the pharmacy director for Adams Drugs, told us yesterday, they're getting killed. They're getting losses because Medicare will only pay so much, but it costs them more than that to acquire the drug to dispense to patients, and they're getting cleaned out. So it's not a tax. It's just a chance to make sure that the pharmacies who look after it, that make sure they have in supply what we need in terms of health care and medicine, that they're paying a fair price that will allow them to continue to stay in business. If you'd like to learn more, you can visit adamsdrugs.net. Get behind this. Get your legislature. Know that you want this bill to pass. Because, like everything else, we're headed towards, what, government drugs? Do you want that? Do you want just one place where we can go? No choices? I don't. And thank you, Adams Drugs, for all your support here. We're going to check traffic now, which is forecast coming up.
Well, we've got
got an accident now. Taylor Road right in front of Applebee's as you approach Vaughn. Use caution there. Lights are out at Bell and Vaughn. That's due to a power outage in the area. Alabama Power working on that. Watch out for folks directing traffic. And if you're coming into Montgomery on Highway 231 Northern Boulevard, watch out for the rodeo wagons headed into town this afternoon. We're busy all over the place. Light to mostly moderate traffic everywhere in Montgomery right now. Buckle up and be safe. We will keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth a drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 on 565 in Clanton. I'm Wiggle J, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market report. How is the real estate market and what does 2024 hold for us? Last year, over 4,700 homes sold and closed through realtors and the average sales price was $245,000. People who have owned real estate over the last 2 to 3 years have profited by keeping their homes and now have more equity in their home than ever. The people who listed their homes with realtors were able to find ready and willing buyers that paid at or above their asking price. Mortgage companies and local builders have found ways to overcome higher rates with attractive programs that allow for low-cost refinancing when the rate drops. Some of the local mortgage companies have new programs that help buyers with low down payment programs, such as one program with 1% down or even less. If you haven't bought a house yet, now is the time. For all the information, call Bo Goodson at 221-2883 or the Goodson Group at 551-0225.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, I think we're going to stay dry, but the risk of showers and storms begins in the overnight hours tonight and becomes more likely during the day Friday and Friday night. Our low temperature tonight, very mild, low 63, then up to about 80 again on Friday. We'll be in the 70s on Saturday and Sunday before it turns much cooler after the rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Today's show is brought to you by RubHub. Our massage therapists arrive quickly to your door. It's the handy way to get stress relief. So stress no more with RubHub. Not actually licensed therapists.
Yeah. Let's say good afternoon to Ritz at 4:30.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Greg. Please forgive me. I appreciate you bringing that topic up about the fee on per prescription, and I just got in my truck and caught the tail end of it. Did I hear you say it correctly that it was for Medicare patients only?
No. In fact, James Jones from Jones Drugs is going to be here. They're also advocating for the passage of this bill. So if you can stay tuned for a little while longer, you'll get even more insight.
Okay. Well,
the idea is pharmacies like Adams Drugs, and Mr. Fung told us this, he's their pharmacy director, there are many drugs that they have to pay a certain price to acquire to have available to fill prescriptions for patients. They have to buy them at whatever the manufacturer price happens to be, but then Medicare comes back, or an insurance company comes back and offers them reimbursement that's below what they paid, so they've got about 30% of their scripts walking out the door at a loss. They can't stay in business like that.
Oh, I understand that, but there are people like me that spend a great deal of my income on making sure I'm adequately insured.
Yeah.
But whatever, and Medicare, Medicare does not pay my prescriptions. I have Blue Cross Blue Shield, mm-hmm. and I also have TRICARE for my military service. So, you know, they get their fair share from my coverage, so why should I have to pay it?
Well, it's not something that's passed along in the copay. It should not affect the customer.
No, it doesn't affect
all.
It doesn't affect the customer, as a matter of fact. It affects the pharmacy.
Yeah, it's the middleman that's trying to get his fair share, so they kind of cut the
And the Alabama Business Council is insisting that this is going to be a $10.64 tax on every single prescription, which it is not. So we're trying to countermand misinformation from that group.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Jones will set us straight. He's a good man.
He'll be with us in about 10, 12 minutes.
Mighty fine. I appreciate you, Greg.
Thank you. Appreciate you, too. All right. At 4:32, this would be a good time to get 1819 News on the air.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
Well, a story that broke this past Monday about a biological male who identifies as a woman, who is also one of the space camp workers in Huntsville, is causing a renewed effort to pass the What is a Woman Act that is sponsored by state lawmaker Susan DeBose. The bill offers definitions for male, female, man, woman, boy, and girl for the purposes of determining who is permitted into single-sex spaces or environments. The bill passed the Alabama House Judiciary Committee last month and will be considered soon by the full House. The controversy over the transgender working at space camp arose when a father could not get a definitive assurance from the U.S. Space and Rocket Center on who would be allowed within the dormitory floor and rooms where his young daughter would be staying overnight. State lawmaker DeBose says her bill is timely in that it will provide space camp leadership consistent standards to go by rather than what a person says they are identifying as. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
Down in Destin, Florida, spring break crowds have come early and local residents are calling for more control over the open house parties that are occurring. Law enforcement officers have already encountered overcrowded rentals with people using alcohol and illegal drugs. Those open house parties are disturbing the communities and leaving behind massive property damage. The warmer weather has caused the spring break activities to kick off earlier than expected. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating
and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
At 437, traffic and weather together.
Well, we've got an accident now. Taylor Road right in front of Applebee's as you approach Vaughn. Use caution there. Lights are out at Bell and Vaughn. That's due to a power outage in the area. Alabama Power working on that. Watch out for folks directing traffic. And if you're coming into Montgomery on Highway 231 Northern Boulevard, watch out for the rodeo wagons headed into town this afternoon. We're busy all over the place. Light to mostly moderate traffic everywhere in Montgomery right now. Buckle up and be safe. We will keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth a drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell Jay, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, I think we're going to stay dry, but the risk of showers and storms begins in the overnight hours tonight and becomes more likely during the day Friday and Friday night. Our low temperature tonight, very mild, low 63, then up to about 80 again on Friday. We'll be in the 70s on Saturday and Sunday before it turns much cooler after the rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
We were just talking about this with Fritz on the air, and we're hoping that word gets around on this piece of legislation that our trusted pharmacies would like to see passed so that things become a little more fair for them. And here to talk about it, James Jones from Jones Drugs. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Greg.
I'm going to let you have the floor and give us your take on this bill, how people can help get it passed, and why it needs to be passed. Ultimately, this is to the benefit of the consumer.
Sure, absolutely. Greg, on Wednesday, March the 6th, the House of Representatives Insurance Committee unanimously favored this House Bill 238. It's called the Fair Meds Act. Mm-hmm. And what this does is reimburses a pharmacy a fair fee for filling a prescription. Too often, and I could quote numbers to you that probably wouldn't mean anything to you, but too often the pharmacies get underpaid what we have to pay for the medication. For instance, if you come in my pharmacy with a prescription that costs me $500, I get reimbursed $450. Then you pay your copay and the insurance pays the difference. Or the PBM does the paying. The insurance most of the time deals with the PBM, which is called a pharmacy benefit manager. Mm-hmm. These pharmacy benefit managers control about 80 to 85% of the lives in the United States. They're underpaying, and I don't want to dwell on necessarily the money because there's so many other aspects of this bill, but all it's saying as far as compensation is that the pharmacy get reimbursed a break even, what it costs us to fill the prescription for your medication. Mm-hmm. That's all we're asking for. Now, there's been some misinformation since that time put out about the fact that it's going to be a tax. Everybody's going to have $10.64 added to their prescription every time it's filled.
Why is the Alabama Business Council putting that out there?
I do not know. I do not understand
why. I would think they would be out to protect people like you who are
absolutely
independent.
Absolutely.
Businesses.
I could give you my opinion, which may or may not be accurate, but I don't understand why the Business Council wouldn't be in favor of this either. This $10.64 model, it goes back to Medicaid and what Medicaid adopted and has saved millions because it's totally transparent.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons the PBMs, I feel like, has not come to the table is because they want to keep this very sophisticated, very bizarre business model. They don't want you to know what goes on. They don't want it to be transparent so you can tell what's going on.
As things stand now, though, and we had Mike Vincent in from Adams Drugs to talk about this very thing, a rather substantial number of prescriptions are being filled at a loss.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can't stay in business filling things at a loss.
No, you can't stay in business. And, you know, furthermore, there's so much control in the marketplace that the public don't even understand. If the drug manufacturer does not agree to rebate, we call it kickbacks in the legal world. They call it rebates.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's two different drug products and one company decides not to rebate the PBM and the other one does, you're going to get whichever one rebates the PBM. You're not always going to be able to get what the doctor wants you to have when you get to the pharmacy because of the people who control the medication industry.
What is the prospect for this bill getting through so that this lunatic situation can be changed?
You know, I was one of the speakers to speak at the when it was presented, when Representative Rigsby presented it to the Insurance Committee. There were proponents and opponents of the bill to speak. There were some powerful lobbyists in that room. And those legislators on that committee saw through everything. That's why I feel like this smear campaign or this tax campaign has come out since then. But those representatives saw the need for this bill to pass because it was in the best interest of the people, citizens of the state of Alabama.
Seems like there's an ongoing war in a number of different ways against local businesses. I don't understand this.
Well, it's driven by money and greed. It's driven by money and greed. When you look at the numbers, and I looked it up on the internet, as best I could put it together, a billion. Can you even conceive that number?
No.
A billion seconds ago was 1959. I'm 64 years old. I was born in 1959. 1 billion seconds ago, it was 1959. 1 billion minutes ago, Jesus Christ was walking on this earth. A billion hours ago, our ancestors were living in the Stone Age. A
wow.
Billion is inconceivable to my mind, but these guys, the three PBMs did 924 billion dollars in business last year.
Wow.
And their profit margins, this is pocket change to them. I don't know why they're fighting it so hard. I don't know why they wouldn't be in favor of it. The fact is they're not. And the thing that you can do to make the difference is to pick up the phone or get on your email and communicate with your representative. These people have a lot of money and they're fighting us hard.
And we're talking about this is a state issue.
Yes.
So
yes.
We're talking about your state legislators and representatives.
Absolutely.
To get a hold of them. Where does this stand out in terms of a time frame? Is there going to be a vote soon?
There will be a vote. We're not sure when it gets put up before the House. It has passed the committee, so it's in line to be put out to vote. And we hope it's soon. We hope it sends a message. That the people in the state of Alabama are much more important than the greed of the PBMs to make these billions of dollars of profit every year.
It would seem to me, based on what you said, that you talked about powerful lobbyists. And the problem right now, and I think it's both local and national, is that instead of the citizens showing up en masse to let their feelings be known, the lobbyists are always there.
Absolutely.
And very little citizen input to persuade legislators to vote in a way that they think they should.
Yes, and this is a pharmacy is a very, just like most healthcare, the public does not understand how healthcare is priced and paid.
Give us a little tutorial if you got time.
Okay. If I order your medication, it comes into my pharmacy and I pay $500 for that prescription.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I may get reimbursed $450. This is just one example. I may get reimbursed if I don't get $10.64 above my cost of the medication. I can't keep the lights on. I can't pay my technician. I can't pay a pharmacist. Can't pay the rent on the building, anything. So I need $10.64 above my cost on every prescription I fill to break even. That's with no profit.
So the Alabama Business Council is using that number, that $10.64, to claim that that's going to be added as a tax to every prescription, which
nowhere
is
in
not
that
the case.
Bill. I don't have a copy of the bill with me, but you can look it up on the internet. House Bill 238, nowhere in that bill does it mention a tax. Nobody is going to be taxed $10.64 on every prescription they fill. We're asking the PBMs to come off this money and take care of the health care providers that manage the public, help manage the public's health. We don't get paid when people come in and say, hey, I've got high blood pressure and diabetes. What over-the-counter medication can I use to get me through allergy season?
Mm-hmm.
We don't charge anything for recommending a product like that. The only way we have to make a profit is from the dispensing of medication and filling the prescription. I don't think we're being greedy to at least ask for our cost. This doesn't apply to every prescription. It doesn't apply to Medicare or Medicaid prescriptions. And again, I would think I would think that most of these folks would want to at least do what the welfare system in the state does. Alabama Medicaid has used this model for a while and saved millions of dollars. But I think fear throughout the whole system, the rebate system itself and the mega millions and billions of dollars in place in the rebate system is where I think some of these folks get caught up.
Well, I certainly wish you luck and to our friends at Adams Drugs as well in seeing that this gets done, because we need you guys.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Greg. We feel like we're a pretty important part of the community. And, we take care of a lot of people. And communicate with the physician's offices. Try to make sure you get the medication that you need, the medication that's best for you. And we put an honest, hardworking effort into that.
I really want to reiterate what you said just a few minutes ago, the importance that this bill allows you. You're not looking to, take expensive vacations in Europe. You're looking to keep the lights on in the store, to pay the pharmacy people, your staff, and keep the business going.
Absolutely.
Because it's getting that close.
It is.
And with a high percentage of these being fulfilled at a loss to you, which just blows my mind.
Absolutely.
That you're stuck in that spot.
Yeah.
Anything else you wanted to add?
That'll do it, I think, Greg.
Well,
I appreciate it. Just encourage everybody to call their local representative, state representative, and ask them to please vote for this. The committee saw the importance of it. I think if everybody will learn the truth, that they will too. And I think the fact that they know that this is not going to be a $10.64 tax on prescriptions, we're not asking a consumer, a patient, a customer to pay anything extra.
Right. All right. And that's counteracting that misinformation, and I'm still at a loss as to why they would do that, but they've done it. We have to make sure that people understand that that's a total hoax.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
And thanks for being a part of what we do here. We really appreciate you.
Thank you, Greg.
News Talk 93.1 FM at 4:50. We are a radio station that works with local businesses. And they've had to face so many challenges. It seems, not being a conspiracy theorist here, but we cannot, as a community, lose, the local businesses. When you spend money at Jones or Adams or any local store, that money at a much higher percentage is staying in our markets, employing local people, and it's keeping our local economy growing. But it seems like the dark forces, especially those out of D.C. and now with this nonsense from the business council, they're trying to hurt our local businesses. We can't let this happen. We have to care enough to get engaged. And I will put together a list of legislators for the River Region and phone numbers that we can post on social media that people can call and say, hey, I want this Fair Meds Act passed. Because we can make a difference if we just get organized and work in concert with each other. 4:51 is the time. Another great statewide business is Troy Bank and Trust. They literally have resources throughout the entire state of Alabama. And Troy Bank and Trust, their name is never going to change. You're never going to see a story in the paper where they've been merged with another financial institution, because it's in their charter that that cannot happen. Now, we've got our friend Morris Capuano at Troy Bank and Trust with access to those resources to help you buy a house. Yes, interest rates are higher now, but they're less than half of what they've been in the past. So it's all a matter of perspective. When you need to buy a house, you need to buy a house, and you can always refi when rates do drop. If they drop, there's no guarantee on any of this. But Morris is the guy that has helped many people achieve the American dream by handing them the keys to a new place after closing. And he has access to those resources of Troy Bank and Trust, not only for mortgages, but for home improvements. If you're sitting on a low-interest mortgage and you want to stay where you're at, why not do something special inside or outside your home? Let Morris get you the money for that at 409-9300. Perhaps you have a business that you would like to launch. You need money for that. Morris can help you, 409-9300. Or with investments. It's all on the table. He is one of the easiest, most laid-back people you will ever deal with. But trust me, he's one of those people that works really hard because this is his passion. Helping people. Ultimately, when you close on a mortgage or you see the work begin on that home improvement you've been dreaming about, that helps you. Morris Capuano, 409-9300. Troy Bank and Trust is an equal housing lender, member for FDIC. Their NMLS number is 88697. Traffic and then the Wall Street Business Report next.
I believe most of our earlier accidents have cleared. However, don't forget the rodeo wagons are coming into Montgomery. Not sure exactly where they are at the moment. Their route was inbound from Wetumpka on 231, then Northern Boulevard over to the Coliseum. Please watch out for those folks. And by the way, we have lights out, the traffic lights out at Bell and Vaughn. We don't believe that's been fixed yet. Please use caution if you're approaching that area. That's due to a power outage. Alabama Power working on that. Buckle up and be safe. Traffic's just very busy everywhere else all over the area. Life is all about good friends, good food, lots of laughter. The Front Porch Grill is the perfect spot for all three. Meet your friends at the Front Porch Grill, Highway 14, next to Food Outlet in Millbrook. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Stocks slipped away from their records following a mixed batch of economic reports. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% after giving up an earlier modest gain. Treasury yields rose following the latest in a string of data showing inflation worse than expected. That kept the door closed on earlier hopes that the Federal Reserve could begin cutting interest rates this month. But traders still expect cuts to start in June, and other reports on Thursday showed some softening and pressure on inflation. The Dow is down 137 points to close at 38,905. The Nasdaq lost 49 points to 16,128. The S&P 500 dropped 14 to 5150. New York oil rose $1.54 to $81.26 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Get ready for Kafco's Spring Open House, March 18th through the 23rd. We have lots of items to give you inspiration. New spring merchandise, home decor, silk florals, and much more. We'll have door prizes and daily deals all week. Saturday, March 23rd, enjoy refreshments and music by Brian Brantley, 11 to 1, and designer demonstrations at 1 p.m. Visit our Spring Open House for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing. Kafco's Spring Open House, March 18th through the 23rd, on the Wetumpka Highway.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 finance. With approved credit, ends 4/1/24.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
All right, we're a couple of minutes shy of 5 o'clock, which leaves us with 2 minutes to fill before we get to SRN News, and I have decided, because it is within my power to do this, I really don't have much in the way of power. I'm just pretending here. Bear with me. Who can fill it better than Tim Hawkins, and especially a song that wrote it? So this is for you. You earned it. SRN News, right after Tim Hawkins.
About to get real, baby. I know what love means to you.
The party is through. It's just me and you. Everyone has left our home. Girl, we're finally alone. Wave goodbye to the guests. You know what's next. I understand. We'll light your fire. We've been married 20 years.